WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An intense manhunt for the killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan. There's now clear surveillance video of his face from the hostel where he stayed. No surprise, says ABC News contributor Brad Garrett.
Going around Manhattan that has a camera, it seems like every block and sometimes multiple cameras, even inside the hostel, even inside the Starbucks. I mean, you'd have to be naive to think that your photograph isn't captured every time you step into a place.
A new jobs report this morning from the Labor Department is expected to show a big hiring rebound in November. The expectation that the U.S. added 208,000 new jobs last month. Two kindergartners continue fighting for their lives after Wednesday's shooting at a religious school in Northern California. Police say the 56-year-old suspect had a long criminal record and a history of mental illness. Subaru has dethroned Toyota as the most reliable car brand, according to Consumer Reports. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Matt Kelly. A report from Wisconsin Watch says the State Department of Corrections is asking for a near doubling of the budget to incarcerate children at the youth prison in northern Wisconsin. The estimated cost is almost $862,000 per child per year. Madison fire teams had to rescue a horse that got its head stuck in a wall, as Raymond Newpert reports.
The fire department was called to a farm in the Dane County town of Burke on Wednesday for a report of a trapped animal. They found a horse that had stuck its head into the gap in the wall of a barn. Crews managed to free the horse after sawing a hole in the side of the building. The horse was not hurt, but was taken to a vet for evaluation. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Eli Lilly plans a $3 billion expansion of the former Nexus Pharmaceuticals plant it bought earlier this year in Kenosha County while adding 750 jobs to handle demand for injectable diabetes and obesity medications. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 41 on Sunday. Partly cloudy, 48 with some scattered light showers on Sunday night. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 13.
99.7.
Today is National Microwave Oven Day.
Microwave.
The pocket microwave.
A walk-in microwave.
It's the perfect microwave.
Today is National Microwave Oven Day.
This ain't the microwave.
He's trying to microwave without a microwave.
No one really knows how a microwave works.
I'll put it in the microwave right away.
We have the same microwave.
Heat him up!
Yeah, heat it up. Sure, whatever.
Showtime!
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you 7:04 on Friday morning. I don't have anything in the microwave, though. Wait, I've already had breakfast. Did I have a hollow dog last night? We're going to talk about all that. Today is also your final chance to win a flock of seagulls tickets. Be ready for that at 7:11 this morning. Here is Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire in the microwave on Max FM.
King and I.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
So far away as a seagull stole Emily's sandwich. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Emily and Dave joining you on Friday morning. We are going to take a quick look at this wonderful weather forecast for this weekend. Today, partly sunny. We're going to see highs near 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low 22. On Friday, partly sunny, a high of 41. Looking ahead to Sunday, get the shorts out. Mostly sunny with the high of 47 degrees. Emily, how you doing? Do you still have your sandwich?
Well, I don't have the sandwich. And now I have a full-on, like, moving cartoon imagery animated situation of that seagull stealing my sandwich and me running so far away to the theme song of that music. So, yeah, there's a thing happening. I'm gonna make a short about that because I think that would be well received in the community. So,
oh yeah.
Anyhow, thank you for the morning song that you just made up to the Change of the Flock of Seagulls song. I ran so far away. I'm sure they'll appreciate that. They'll be texting in any minute to say, We've been waiting for that our whole lives, Dave. Thank you so much. It takes a village to appreciate Flock of Seagulls and the Seagull Sandwich situation. Did you see that alliteration? Seagull Sandwich situation. Oh, my.
My goodness. This is how we roll on a Friday morning.
I'm so proud of myself. Yeah, but speaking of seagulls of a flock and a flock of seagulls, this is our last day. So don't forget to text to win Flock of Seagulls tickets, 608-355-9970, or hit that little mouse on your civic media app in the 99.7 portion of the station list. And we would love to give you some Flock of Seagulls tickets, because clearly there's a lot more to the Flock of Seagulls than meets the eye, because now we have a full-on short movie coming your way.
Yes, we do.
And that's released.
It's going to be fun. I can tell you that already. And speaking of fun, yes, the Flock of Seagulls will be at the Crystal Grand December 14th. 80s party. Get that 80s gear out ready to celebrate with the Flock of Seagulls. 8 p.m. Doors open at 7 p.m. You have a chance to win those tickets this morning. Last chance to win those tickets. So text us now. We're giving away pairs of tickets to this. We will pick winners at random by about 8:30 this morning. So if you want to win those tickets, last chance to do it. Make sure you text in now. Speaking of texting, if you want the Max FM Christmas card, texting Christmas card with your name and address, and we will hook you up with the Max FM Christmas card with our fun picture on the front of it.
Oh, and we had so much fun making this card. So, you know, show us some love. We want to show you some love by sending you a holiday card. You know, cheersing in the season. So definitely text to win. Yeah, I mean, whatever. You can win a card, sure. So go ahead and text to receive an awesome Christmas card from Dave and I in the morning show. We really appreciate you and we want to show it. And you know what? It's going to bring a smile to your face regardless, because even if you don't know who we are, what we look like, what's happening in the photo is enough to just make anyone smile any time of year, but especially this time of year, because we are looking goofy and we are cheersing in the holiday with you. So please text to 99.7 Max FM through the Civic Media app, or 608-355-99.7 through your regular messaging phone. And just write Christmas card and your name and address, and you will receive one from us.
We are looking so forward to that. We had so much fun doing that. And again, thank you to Rhonda from Purple Lotus Studios for helping us out. Make sure you're texting Christmas card. We want to make sure you're on the nice list this year. So I'll give you one more hint on that one today. Speaking of things that are going on today, I want to mention I've had a few people ask about this. And the Baraboo Thunderbirds boys and girls basketball team are playing at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee this afternoon. We are not carrying that game here on Max FM. However, our sister station in Richland Center is going to be covering that game. They have people on their way to Richland Center this morning. So if you would like to listen to that game, go to WRCO.com or go over the free Civic Media app to stream that game after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Both those games will be available online today, starting around 1 o'clock. We thank our sister station, WRCO, for being there and the ability to stream that game. So I've had many people ask. We want to make sure everyone knew about it, so we want to get that out there right away this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. That is just, again, I wanted to say how much fun. You know, I have a kid that plays basketball, and she would just be gaga to play in that arena or court. Sorry.
Yeah.
Slow right now. You know what I'm trying to say. She would, it would just be such an amazing thing to be able to, as a parent, go watch that. So I got to say, those kids are real lucky and they're real deserving of this opportunity. So how much fun to be able to do that. So if you're interested in listening, follow Dave's directions and go ahead and be able to get the stream on WRCO.com, like you just said. It's going to be such a cool experience for everybody there. So this is not at all a segue, but I'm just going to ask, did you make the holodog?
Maybe. Maybe.
I'm going to say right now that I don't have anything to do with the holodog. I just report the news. So
yeah.
If we find out that Dave made the holodog, there might be needed to have some kind of special cheer or something like that. I don't know. I'll come up with something, but I want to know, because I actually don't know. Like, I know that at this point now I've been on this radio show for a little while, and everyone knows that I don't know all the things sometimes really in the dark. And, like, information is served up to me at like the 11th hour. So, which is fine. You know what? I'm good with surprises. It keeps it real. So,
well, that's, we'll you find know, out. a lot of that information is the same for me, actually, too. A lot of the stuff we get in, unfortunately, we find out literally just before the morning show starts. And people go, is this scripted? Well, we have an outline, but is it scripted? No, because we just kind of, that's how we roll. Whatever we're thinking about and talking about just is what comes out of our mouths. And so that is what happens here. So I'll let everyone know before 8:30 if I made the holla dog.
Oh, good. So, I would not be able to get through my Friday morning without that information. Holla dog report. Anyway, point being is like that's what's so cool about the live radio show is that the real-time stuff does happen. And if that means that we have to be on our toes with some information, whether or not be, you know, serious stuff that's going to affect your commute, like the Merrimack Ferry or like road closures, things like that, weather, or if it's just goofy stuff that we're going to just kind of string along like the holla dog. Either way, it's real. It's happening right now. So if you think we're goofy, that's why, because that's literally what's happening to us as we talk to you. So we like it. Hopefully y'all do. And we'll just plug again the Christmas card. If you like us, like please send your name and address through the text.
Yeah, and we need your full...
And you can appreciate how much we like you.
And we do need your full mailing address. And... So that's the other part of it, because we don't have any of those on file. So if you text in Christmas card, be sure to include your first name, last name, and your full mailing address. I'm just replying to one person that texted in for it this morning. That is how we roll. We multitask here. And I will give a hint. I did make homemade mac and cheese last night, Emily, and that was good.
I saw a little something about that, but I'm not sure how that relates to the holla dog, but we'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll see. I promise we will talk about it before 8:30 this morning. So I promise we will definitely do that. And here's the thing. We are going to briefly touch on that Packers loss last night. The Packers were down going into halftime last night. So rough start to the first half for the Packers last night against the Detroit Lions, who are now 12-1, and the Packers now dropped to 9-4. So the Packers lost as Detroit basically got the field goal with no time left on the clock, no chance for the Packers to get the ball back. The Packers tied the game with about 3.5 minutes left with their own field goal. And then, unfortunately, the Lions played very well. They got the ball down there, got to the point where they knew they could run the clock down, got the field goal, won. So what does that mean for the Packers? Well, we'll have Hanging with Havel at 8:30 this morning, and they're going to talk more in depth about this. But from everything that I was able to put together this morning, the Packers have a fighting chance to be in the playoffs. They're not going to win the NFC Championship. The Lions are going to take that no matter what. The Lions have had a great year, some aggressive coaching from the Lions, and they took a good chance against the Packers' banged-up defense last night. So we struggled there last night, and we know that everything went well with that. So Emily's mentioning she can't hear anything all of a sudden, so... Hopefully, people are able to hear us. I am just going to do a quick check of something here while we're doing that. So bear with me. I'm just going to make sure everything is working the way it should be. Yep. So so Emily, if you can get tuned back in, I'm just going to give her some quick instructions. And... that is kind of weird. We maybe have some internet shenanigans. But anyways, so the Packers had a banged-up defense. Detroit took advantage of that. And then basically what will happen with that is the Packers need to win at least two more games. So the Packers need to win out to have about 11. If they have a winning record around 11 and something, that will help the Packers with getting into the playoffs. So a lot of things have to happen. The Packers do still have a fighting chance to get into the playoffs. So we'll talk more about that with Hanging with Havel. That'll be right around 8:30. And so Emily and I will be back with you at 7:40 this morning. We're going to be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If you know someone that is celebrating today, go ahead and text those in now, 608-355-9970, or via the Free Civic Media app. Text in those birthdays, and we will talk about those with the holiday or the weekend birthdays coming up this weekend. Is more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Welcome to the fourth day of the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas. Float your troubles away at the new Equality Float Spa in Lake Delton. This new specialty float spa is designed to allow a private flotation therapy to reduce stress and anxiety and help with inflammation in the body. Certificate must be mentioned when booking. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $90 float gift certificates for just $45 today only with Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas.
Thinking about celebrating the upcoming holidays as a healthy new you? Now's the time to start slimming down to look and feel great. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness of Sauk City offers weight loss injections to help keep cravings at bay, reduce appetite, and increase fat burning potential. Work directly with medical professionals who customize your weight loss program. They also specialize in IV therapy and injections to supercharge your energy levels, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Go to RemedyMeIV.com.
It is your last chance to stock up at Oakwood Fruit Farm during the winter stock up sale. All remaining apples are buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value. Buy a peck, get a peck free. Buy a bushel, get a bushel free. Choose from several delicious apple varieties, perfect for gifts or winter treats. Plus, don't miss the apple cider, take and bake pies, and famous apple cider donuts still available. Open 9 until 4 every day until the apples are sold out for the season. South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, just follow the signs to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Don't wait, stock up before it's too late.
Contemplative folk rock duo Avian Aura takes the stage at Kona Michi Craft Bar this Saturday night. Catch them at 7:30. Now is the time to book your last-minute holiday party, large or small. Tables and window seats are available for your holiday celebration at Kona Michi. Purchase a gift card to treat a family member or friend with the perfect tasteful gift this holiday season. Kona Michi Craft Bar on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, where the cocktails, wine, and beer are perfectly paired with exceptional music and art.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways. I don't want you that. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once. Love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. Cause you had a pocket full of horses, children, and some of them used. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, Little Red Corvette. BB much too fast. I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. We go from a low red Corvette to slowing down to Life is a Highway 728. Tom Cochran getting us through our morning. As a reminder, if you want to win Flock of Seagulls tickets, text in Seagulls 608-355-9970. Here's Tom Cochran on Max FM.
Looks like a road that you travel on when there's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart free and lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today. Life is a highway, I won't ride it all night long. If you're going my way, I won't drive it all night long. Through all these cities and all these towns, it's in my blood and it's all around. I loved you now like I loved you then. This is the road and these are the hills. From Mozambique to those Memphis nights, knock me down, I'm back up again. You're in my blood, I'm not a lonely man. There's no load I can't hold. Roads are rough, this I know. I'll be there when the light comes in. Just tell them we're survivors. Life is a highway, I won't ride it all night long. If you're going my way, I wanna drive it all night.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Life is a Highway with Tom Cochran. 7:32 on Friday morning. Hey, the weekend is almost in sight. Hey, it's not too early to start celebrating. So if you are celebrating your birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text those in now, 608-355-9970, or text it in via the free Civic Media app. We're going to talk about those at 7:40 this morning. Today is also your last last chance to win a Flock of Seagulls tickets to the 80s party at the Crystal Grant, December 14th. Show starts at 8, doors open at 7. Text in Seagulls for a chance to win a pair of tickets. We have already picked one winner at random, waiting for some additional information back from that person. So when we reply to you, please reply to us. Again, text in Seagulls for your chance to win a Flock of Seagulls tickets for December 14th at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. Coming up, we'll have a look at weather and sports on Max FM.
Hey, what's going on for the weekend? This is Joe Cortez. I'll be here with the biggest hits of the video music era on Retro Pop Reunion. I have a playlist loaded with one-and-dones. They were one-hit wonders of the 80s and 90s. And incredibly, some of them had a number one song and they were gone. But the one they left, Putting on the Ritz, Dear Commissar, Walking in Memphis was pretty cool. With the holiday party season here, do some music stars host their own? They do. We have a list and what you can and cannot bring. It's all coming up on this week's Retro Pop Reunion, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Good Morning Act. Tim Fisher will start with football, where the Green Bay Packers dropped a back-and-forth matchup with the Detroit Lions 34-31 on Thursday Night Football last night. The Pack rallied from a 17-7 halftime deficit to take a 21-17 lead. The score would bounce back and forth before the Packers would tie it at 31 with a field goal. The Lions would march down and kick the game winner as time expired. Green Bay falls to 9-4. The Packers next up a week from Sunday on Sunday Night Football as they go to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. To basketball in the pros, where the Milwaukee Bucks are in Boston tonight to take on the Celtics. College basketball from the scoreboard last night, Milwaukee knocks off Cleveland State 79-67. We're getting set for the in-state battle between 5th-ranked Marquette hosting 11th-ranked Wisconsin coming up tomorrow. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 41 on Sunday. Partly cloudy, 48 with some scattered light showers on Sunday night. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 13.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:36 on Friday morning. Text in those birthdays and anniversaries now. Emily and I will be talking about those at 7:40 this morning. Also, text in Seagulls for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Flock of Seagulls Saturday, December 14th at the Chris Grand Music Theater. Emily and I will be back after Madonna, Papa Don't Preach on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you, 7:40 on Friday morning. Emily, it is our weekend birthday list, and boy, we have quite a list. We're doing our best to pare it down today, right?
We are going to do our best to pare it down. Why don't you get going on that as I need to catch up? So,
yeah, no worries. So, I've got a few of them that I saw on here today. Boogie with the Hoodie is 29. His real name is Julius DuBois. Johnny Football Manziel is 32. Heisman winning Texas A&M quarterback. He played two seasons with the Cleveland Browns before the CFL and the AAF. Sarah Rafferty is 52. Donna Paulson on Sweets. Oh my goodness, there are so many good ones in here. Oof Echoberg from Ace of Base is 54. Of course, biggest hits, The Sign, All That She Wants, and Don't Turn Around. And I mean, this is just a huge list for today. Andrew Cuomo, 67, ooh, yeah, brother of the fired CNN anchor Chris Cuomo. Peter Buck, 68, air raging REM guitarist. That's him in the corner. And we know a lot of those hits, like Losing My Religion, Everybody Hurts, What's the Frequency? And that was just a sampling of today's list. Emily, do you have Saturday up yet by chance?
I do. December 7th. Let's see who we have. Let's see. Here are some good ones. Sarah Bareilles, love her. What a great artist. She's 45 today. Love Song, Gravity, and Brave are a couple of her big hits. Who else do we have here? Sunny Sweeney is 48 today from A Table Away and Bottle My Bed are a couple of those hits. Damien Rice is 51. His song The Blower's Daughter is rumored to be about his flute teacher's daughter, was also featured in the flick Closer. So I'm not familiar with that stuff. So maybe people out there are. And either way, happy birthday to him. Jeffrey Wright is 59, head programmer. Bernard Lowe on the Westworld series and James Gordon on The Batman. So he's gotten himself out there. Some really good stuff. Man, Larry Bird tomorrow. Sorry, I said today. Larry Bird tomorrow is 68. There was some conversation in my office. I just have to quip this real quick the other day about Larry Bird, which I was just on the side listening to this about how he would like lay out his all of his entire plays that were happening that were he was about to do to whoever was defending him as he was doing them. And then just be like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then just do it. And the defender would be like, you're not going to be able to do any of that. And he would just do it every time and just be like,
every time. It was amazing.
I mean, when you're that good at something, when you're that good at something, I think you kind of get to act like that, regardless of if it's like questionable sportsmanship. It's still kind of awesome to be like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And then you just do it. And the person's like, that's not possible. And you're like, see, it's just kind of rad. I don't know. Got to give it up to that dude. He's old now, though, so I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, he's been doing a commercial. He was in one of the insurance commercials, Bird in the Attic. It is absolutely hilarious.
Good. Well, I guess he's doing commercials. You know what? At this point, if you're a celebrity at any point, be it in the movies, sports, and you get to a place that you're not doing that stuff anymore and you want to do some sponsorships or commercials, like, go for it. You know, have some fun. Keep yourself out there. So he
Most certainly deserves it.
He was a heck of a player.
He was. And we'll get back to the birthdays on Sunday, December 28th. Tanner Buchanan, 26. Johnny Sun, Robbie Keane on Cobra Kai. Dwight Howard is 39, center for the L.A. Lakers. Here's a couple of big ones. Sam Hunt is 40.
Sam Hunt, that's what I was just going to say.
I can't believe it.
That's such a good song, Body Like a Back Road.
Yep. 40? And look at the next one.
Yeah, whatever. Everybody gets old. Oh, Nicki Minaj is 42? What? Oh, my. What? I thought she was like 28.
Yeah, I did too. I was shocked when I saw that one.
I love these lists. Sometimes I just get blown out the water because when I don't know about all of them ahead of time, because there's so many for the weekend that I don't necessarily look ahead. And I did not know 42. Good for you, Nikki. Dang. Okay, you got any Nicki Minaj in your playlist? Probably not.
I've got something special in our playlist today.
All right,
we're gonna get to that Slurpee birthday shortly. So, I picked something very special.
Okay, well, Kim Basinger. That's another big one. What a beauty from back in the day. She is 71. I cannot believe that. I picture her always at around 30. Yes, 71.
I know.
Okay.
All right. Here's one that's going to blow your mind. Corey Taylor is 51 from Slipknot and Stone Sour.
Everybody's getting old. That's all right. All right. You know what? It's inevitable. It's just going to happen. No matter what you do to fight it or pretend, it's going to happen. It's all relative anyways. As you get older, the older ages don't seem so much older, and the younger ages seem really immature and really, really young. So, no, you know, whatever it is, what it is. I'm talking about myself, too. Like, I thought I had all the things understood back in the day, and I... Now that I look back, I'm like, wow, I really knew nothing. So now that you know nothing, I think that that's a sentiment about wisdom, right? I mean,
most
I feel like that's
definitely.
When you're aware, when you're aware that you don't know anything, even at any age, then you're definitely wiser than you were before when you thought you knew all the things.
Exactly. And, you know, I've got the corner on the market of immaturity. We better get to back to birthday.
And wisdom, maybe.
Terry Hatcher is 60 today. Marty Friedman from Megadeth is 62. And this is the one that just blew my mind. Are you ready for it, Emily? Phil Collin from Def Leppard is 67 years old today.
Aww. I bet you're going to play some Def Leppard.
Oh, I am. And it's not a song that we normally play. So we get back at 7:50, I'm playing a Def Leppard song that we don't normally play on the air. So I am having fun with the playlist this morning. I hope the bosses aren't listening today, but we always have fun here. And we have one local birthday that I do need to mention. And this is a fantastic individual. Anyone that works with this guy knows how much he does. And his name is Phil Robb. Happy birthday, Phil, if you're listening. If you know Phil today, please, please, please wish him a happy birthday. One of the hardest working guys I know. I worked with him for many years, and I appreciated all the years of wisdom of working with him. I learned a lot from this guy. I mean, and it was outside the IT arena that I knew him and worked with him, and all the things that he taught me over the years have been amazing. So, Phil, happy birthday to you. I'm not going to say how old you are. I do know how old you are, by the way, but I'm not going to say how old you are on the air today. So happy birthday to Phil. And again, he's like me. He does not act his age.
Whatever that means. Happy birthday, Phil. Sounds like you're amazing. Look forward to meeting you someday.
Yes, he'll definitely stop in and see us some days. So, great guy. And if you are celebrating a happy or birthday or anniversary, happy birthday or happy anniversary to you. As a reminder, you can always text those into us via the Free Civic Media app. And you still have a chance to win a Flock of Seagulls tickets, Emily. What do they need to do for those?
They need to text in using the Civic Media app, which is so sweet and easy to use. Or you can use a regular messenger button, text 608-355-9970, and just text in Seagulls or Flock of or Seagulls of Flock. Or you know what? I'm going to just change this up and say this because I can. Text in Seagulls stole my sandwich. Still made me win some tickets, I think. I don't know. I'm changing the rules. But I think either way it'll work.
I was thinking that, though. I was going to say text in Seagull stole Emily's sandwich. That was exactly what I was getting ready to say next.
Yikes. Great minds on a Friday. Yeah. Seagull stole Emily's sandwich. I think that's like one of those things you have to do to like warm up before you sing or go on stage for theater. It's like one of those ones where you practice your S's and your enunciation. Seagull stole Emily's sandwich. How many times can you say that in a row really fast without messing it up? Let's try it. Anyways, you don't have to say it at all. Just text to win Seagull's tickets, Flock of Seagulls, Seagulls of Flock, and Seagull stole Emily's sandwich. Wow, I did it. Okay. Amazing. I think I'm awake now on a Friday. Let's do this.
Yes,
yeah, text in to win and text in to get a Christmas card too. So text in to win. While you got the phone in your hand, save 99.7 Max in your contacts because we're your friends. And then just text in two in a row, Flock of Seagulls, and then your full name with your address for a Christmas card. Two texts. You got so many things coming to you from us. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do. We definitely appreciate you. And we are going to talk about if I made the holla dog. We'll talk about that at 8:10 this morning. So we're going to talk about, we'll either confirm or deny if I made said holla dog. And so Emily knows the answer to this. And I know we're getting excited to talk about it, but we're going to have to wait just a few more minutes. And again, we're giving away pairs of Flocks of Seagulls tickets. Today is the last day to win those because we have another big contest coming up on Monday. Emily, you and I'll be back at 8:10. We're going to talk about all that.
All righty. See you then.
And we have that Def Leppard song coming up after a few words from our sponsors this morning. It is going to be fun, so be listening for that. The Morning Show with Dave and Emily. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
Did you know cases of preventable diseases, including measles and whooping cough, are spreading in Wisconsin? Cases of whooping cough are 5 times higher than last year. Get vaccinated to protect yourself, your family, and your community. Vaccines are safe. Vaccines are effective. And vaccines are essential. Talk to an SSM health provider or pharmacist today and make sure your family is up to date. Visit SSMHealth.com to learn more.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Hey, what's going on for the weekend? This is Joe Cortez. I'll be here with the biggest hits of the video music era on Retro Pop Reunion. I have a playlist loaded with one and dones. They were one-hit wonders of the 80s and 90s. And incredibly, some of them had a number one song and they were gone. But the one they left, Putting on the Ritz, Dear Commissar, Walking in Memphis, was pretty cool. With the holiday party season here, do some music stars host their own? They do. We have a list and what you can and cannot bring. It's all coming up on this week's Retro Pop Reunion, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 7:53 on Friday morning. Phil Collin from Def Leppard turns 67 today, so we have to play some Def Leppard, a song that we don't normally play right here on Max FM.
If you could live in innocence, imagine it. Live in innocence. Do you tell lies?
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized I saw my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it now, I'll watch a hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Can I make a break and take a fake out like a stinking ache and shake out like vanilla? It's the finest of the flavors. Gotta see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go. Cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.